The Trump administration has had an adversarial relationship with the news media so far, and I'm not just saying that because of the interview you just heard, but things can get a lot nastier very quickly when you factor in the internet trolls. Rosa Brooks can tell you about that. She's a former Pentagon official who now writes for Foreign Policy magazine. And after one recent column was published, Brooks was hit with a flood of abusive calls, emails, and tweets, threatening her with everything from deportation to decapitation. Yes, all because of what she had written.
The column was on, you know, okay, world, you're thinking, are we stuck with Trump for 4 years? What are the things that could happen? And at the very end of the column, I said, there's something that I've always assumed was just unthinkable in this country, which is a military refusal to obey orders or even a coup. But I, for the first time in my life, can imagine scenarios in which something like that would happen. And that's really frightening, that with amazing speed hit the alt-right internet and went from Rosa Brooks suggests for the first time this is not an unthinkable possibility in American politics to Rosa Brooks is demanding a coup, Rosa Brooks is plotting a coup, Rosa Brooks is threatening to violently overthrow the U.S. government, and the hate mail flowed in.
So you were simply imagining where this new world could lead us. Tell me about some of your trolls.
I wasn't actually planning a coup.
No.
Not today.
So tell us who trolled you. I mean, were they men or women? Were they military? Were they civilian?
There's no way to know because almost none of them used their real names. The first few days, I just got some, you know, polite emails, oh, that was interesting, or, oh, I doubt that that could really happen, or, you know. But then a few days after the column came out, I got on an airplane to Houston from Washington, D.C., and everything was quiet when I got on the airplane, and I got off, and I had, you know, hundreds and hundreds of new tweets and emails, and I thought, what the heck happened? And someone said to me, you're the top headline on Breitbart.com. This is the alt-right website formerly run by Steve Bannon, who's now President Trump's top political advisor. And by the end of the day, sites from Alex Jones's conspiracy-oriented InfoWars had run versions of it. Openly white supremacist websites with names like The Daily Stormer were running versions of this, each one sort of escalating the story until you would have thought I was leading a band of heavily armed warriors and marching on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Online harassment of journalists is not a new phenomenon, and Donald Trump has even harassed journalists in person. Do you think with Donald Trump and Steve Bannon, chairman of Breitbart, now in the White House, are these online trolls now further empowered or normalized?
I think they are. And that, I think, for me, at the end of the day, is the most chilling thing about this. I've gone through this kind of thing before. For instance, I had a whole bunch of people emailing and tweeting saying, I'm going to report you to the Secret Service and the FBI for planning the violent overthrow of the U.S. government. And my instinct was to sort of laugh and think, oh, yeah, good luck with that. They can tell the difference between journalistic commentary or academic commentary versus actual threats. But when you have Steve Bannon in the White House, the guy who proudly created this alt-right website, a home for the alt-right, as he put it, when you have a president in the White House who feels free to go make personal attacks on federal judges, foreign leaders, et cetera, it does start feeling like all bets are off. And I've never, in the previous times I've gone through experiences like this, I've always assumed the grown-ups are still in charge somewhere. You know, the grown-ups are in charge of the FBI and the grown-ups are in charge of the Secret Service. And ultimately, the grown-ups are in charge of the White House. And I think it's when you think about what a few more years of hiring and firing by Steve Bannon and President Trump will do to our professionalized law enforcement, civil service and military is pretty frightening.
So what are your fears as a journalist going forward?
Well, my fear is that people get intimidated, that people stop speaking truth, that you end up getting a world that does look more like George Orwell's dystopian fantasy in 1984.
So, Rosa, what are your personal plans for operating in this new environment?
Keep a little bit of a closer eye out when I'm walking down dark alleys by myself, number one. But other than that, I think the same thing that we all are doing and have to do, which is just redouble our efforts to ask hard questions, have uncomfortable conversations, speak truth to power, and challenge executive overreach. I think that pushing back against treating this as if it's just normal is really, really important for all of us to do.
Rosa Brooks telling us about her recent column in Foreign Policy magazine. She's also the author of How Everything Became War and The Military Became Everything. Rosa, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.